Okay, so let's dive into something super cool today.
Oh, yeah.
AI and instructional design. We're talking all things AI.
Love it.
Specifically, what Peter Shea from Middlesex Community College had to say at the grand finale of the Friday SLO Talks,
Okay.
Fall 2024.
Right.
For those who don't know, it's a series for higher ed professionals.
Yeah.
And I mean, Shea's presentation was spot on.
It was.
Really got me thinking,
Absolutely.
especially that AI-generated image he showed.
Right.
It just captured the whole tension around AI and instructional design right now.
Yeah.
He talked about AI in higher ed being like dragging along an older pedagogical model.
Yeah. What did he mean by that?
Can you unpack that for us?
Sure. So it's like we're clinging to these outdated teaching methods
Right.
instead of like using AI to build something totally new.
Mm-hmm.
Like Shay's point is we need a fundamental shift in how we approach teaching and learning.
Right.
It's not about just adding AI as an afterthought,
Yeah.
like sprinkling it on top.
Got it.
It's about rethinking the whole recipe
I like that.
from scratch,
Yeah.
you know?
He mentioned generativism,
Oh, yeah.
which is a term I'm hearing everywhere. Is
Definitely.
that what he's getting at?
I think so.
Like letting AI generate these unique learning experiences.
Absolutely. Like, think about Mary Presh's book on AI in education.
Okay.
She talks about generativism as using AI to create dynamic content, content that adapts to each student.
So like a textbook that rewrites itself based on your strengths and weaknesses?
Exactly. Or a virtual lab that adjusts the difficulty as you go.
Wow.
It's about moving away from that one-size-fits-all approach.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And then there's this breakdown of higher ed institutions
Oh, yeah.
into ostriches, crows, and falcons. I mean, brilliant analogies. Ostriches burying their heads,
Right, hoping it all goes away.
crows cautiously exploring,
Dipping their toes in.
and falcons just soaring ahead with AI,
The early adopters.
experimenting.
Yeah.
So where do you think most colleges and universities fall right now?
Oh, that's a tough one.
And what does it mean for students and faculty?
I mean, I think most are somewhere between ostriches and crows.
Okay.
But the question is where are they headed?
Yeah.
Because the longer they wait,
Yeah.
the further behind they'll fall.
In preparing students for the future,
Absolutely, a future that's intertwined with AI.
it's already happening.
It
I
is.
mean, faculty could end up teaching skills that are becoming obsolete,
Yeah.
and students might graduate without what they
To
need.
thrive in an AI-driven world.
That's a real concern.
It is.
But one thing that really stuck with me
Yeah.
was Shay's story about building those nursing simulations.
Oh, yeah.
10 of them.
In 48 hours
48 hours.
with AI.
AI.
Amazing.
He said it would take him months before.
I know, it's incredible.
So how does that show AI's potential?
To move us beyond just learning to know
Right.
into learning to do, it's huge.
It is huge.
Think about it, traditional education,
Yeah.
as Clark Aldridge says, it's often about cramming information, not
Yeah.
actually applying it.
Right.
AI flips. The educators can use AI to make these amazing simulations,
Yeah.
and students can learn by doing.
Which is so powerful.
It is.
So much more effective.
Absolutely.
So we're talking learning to do.
Yes.
What about instructional design itself?
Okay.
How will AI impact that?
Right.
She mentioned a survey of instructional designers.
He did.
What did they say?
Well, they highlighted three key takeaways.
Okay, let's hear them.
First, they predict a surge in productivity for instructional designers.
Interesting.
AI can automate those routine tasks,
Right.
like creating assessments,
Yeah.
generating materials, giving feedback.
So designers have more time for the creative stuff.
Exactly, the strategic stuff.
That could lead to more appreciation for their role,
For sure.
especially as they're designing these sophisticated learning experiences.
They become the architects.
And that brings us to his second prediction.
Oh.
The emergence of diverse, engaging learning
Yeah.
artifacts. What does that mean?
This is where AI gets really exciting.
Okay.
Imagine interactive textbooks that adapt to each student, virtual labs that are totally immersive,
Yeah.
personalized feedback systems.
Oh.
It's about moving beyond static content
Got it.
and creating dynamic learning experiences.
Tailored to each person.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
It is.
And his final prediction?
This one's big.
Okay, ready.
A learning ecosystem that goes beyond the classroom.
How so?
Learning isn't confined to a time and place anymore.
Right.
Students can access AI-powered resources anytime, anywhere,
I
with
mean,
personalized support throughout their journey.
so it's a truly personalized and supportive learning environment.
That's the goal.
That's incredible.
It is a whole new world of
It
learning.
really is.
Yeah.
This is blowing my mind.
I know, right?
So much to think about.
There is.
AI is changing everything.
It really is.
And it's only just the beginning.
Just getting started. Wow, I know.
This is exciting.
It is. And it's not just like college and stuff, you know?
Right.
AI can totally revolutionize professional development too.
Okay.
Especially in fields that are constantly changing.
Like what?
Well, think about medicine or tech.
Okay.
You know, where things are always advancing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
AI could provide these personalized learning paths, keep you updated on the latest advancements.
So you're always on top of things.
Exactly. And even offer simulations to practice your skills.
Wow.
Like imagine a surgeon practicing a complex procedure in a virtual OR.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
So AI could really personalize learning.
Absolutely.
Make it more engaging, effective, and accessible for everyone.
That's the goal.
And Shay seemed really excited about this potential.
Oh, he was definitely pumped.
Didn't he say it's the most exciting time to be an instructional designer?
He did, and I think he's right.
Yeah, me too.
Instructional designers are going to be crucial in this transformation. They have the power to create learning experiences
that
we couldn't even imagine before.
It's like they're pioneers.
Exactly, charting a new course for education.
But with all this talk about AI, it's easy to forget about the human element.
Oh, totally.
She mentioned understanding AI's full affordances.
Right, its true capabilities.
What did he mean by that?
Well, it's not about just replacing old methods with new tools.
Okay.
We need to go beyond that.
Got it.
It's not about robots replacing teachers.
Right.
It's about AI amplifying human capabilities to make learning truly transformative.
I like that.
Yeah.
He also talked about the need for more visibility for instructional designers.
Oh, yeah, he brought that up.
Especially after their hard work during the pandemic.
They were essential during that time.
They were the heroes.
Absolutely, helping institutions shift to online learning.
But then things kind of went back to the way they were.
Yeah, she pointed that out.
It's a shame.
It is.
Instructional designers deserve so much more recognition.
They really do.
Especially now with AI coming into the picture.
It's a whole new challenge for them.
And they're the ones shaping the future of learning with these tools.
Totally.
You know, I keep thinking about his ostrich, crow, and falcon categories.
Yeah, those are great.
It's such a clear way to see how institutions are responding to AI.
It really is.
You've got the ostriches burying their heads,
hoping it all goes away.
Crows cautiously exploring,
dipping their toes in.
And falcons just diving right in,
embracing the change,
experimenting.
Yeah.
What are the consequences for institutions in each category?
Well, the ostriches risk being left behind.
Oh, okay.
They're missing out on chances to improve learning.
Yeah.
Prepare students for the future.
And the crows.
They're moving too slowly.
Right.
They might lose their edge.
So the falcons are the ones who will shape the future of education.
I think so. They're the innovators, the risk takers.
It makes you wonder how all of this will play out.
I know, right?
What will education look like in 10 or 20 years?
It's hard to say, but one thing's for sure.
What's that?
AI is here to stay.
Yeah.
And it's going to have a huge impact on education.
No doubt.
The question is, who will lead the way?
And who will be left behind?
Exactly.
And it's not just institutions.
Right.
Individual educators need to be thinking about this too.
Absolutely.
How can they use AI to enhance their teaching?
And support their students.
What tools and strategies can they use?
It's about being proactive.
Right.
Exploring the AI tools and resources out there.
And thinking critically about how to use them.
Yeah, it's a whole new skill set.
This brings us back to Shay's predictions from that instructional designer survey.
Oh yeah, those are interesting.
Increase productivity, diverse learning artifacts, and a learning ecosystem beyond the classroom.
Yeah, let's break those down a bit.
Okay, so increase productivity.
Right, so instructional designers think AI can automate a lot of their work.
Like what kind of work?
Things like creating assessments, generating materials, providing feedback. That frees up their time for more strategic stuff.
So it's not replacing them.
No, it's augmenting their capability.
Got it. And the second prediction, those diverse and engaging learning artifacts.
Yeah, that one's really cool.
What are we talking about here?
Think about adaptive textbooks.
Okay.
Virtual labs that are like super immersive.
Wow.
AI-powered tools that give you feedback in real time.
That's incredible.
It's about making learning more engaging, relevant, and effective.
For everyone.
Exactly.
And finally, that learning ecosystem beyond the classroom.
So learning isn't limited to a specific time or place anymore.
Right.
Students can access AI-powered resources anytime, anywhere.
With personalized support.
Exactly like a personal tutor in your pocket.
Shay also mentioned Devin Walton's tool.
Oh, yeah. The retrieval practice tool.
How does that work?
It uses spaced repetition,
okay,
which is a proven way to improve memory.
Mm.
The tool sends you quizzes and stuff at spaced intervals.
To help you remember what you've learned. It's like having a personal learning assistant.
Totally.
So AI can really help with continuous learning.
Absolutely. It's a game changer.
And there's so many other AI tools emerging.
Tons of them, and more coming all the time.
It's clear AI is going to transform education.
No doubt about it.
Shay's presentation really highlighted that.
She was so enthusiastic.
I know, it was contagious.
He's really passionate about this.
Yeah, and his insights were so valuable.
I especially liked his point about embracing AI.
Not fearing it.
Exactly. AI isn't a threat.
It's a tool.
That can help us create a better learning experience for everyone.
If we use it wisely. That's the key.
It's amazing to think about all the possibilities with AI and instructional design.
Yeah, it's really inspiring.
Like, you know, after hearing Shay's take on it, I think it's so important to approach AI with a clear vision.
Oh, absolutely.
A sense of purpose.
We can't just replicate old methods with new tools.
Right.
It's about designing something truly innovative.
Yeah.
Using AI to its full potential. It's like a whole new era of instructional design is beginning.
Really is.
The possibilities are endless.
Limited only by our imagination.
Exactly.
We're at a turning point.
Yeah.
The choices we make now will impact education for years to come.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I have a question for our listeners.
I like it.
If you could design an AI-powered learning experience, what would it be?
And why?
It's a challenge to think creatively.
Yeah.
To envision that future of learning.
Where it's truly personalized and engaging.
And empowering.
Absolutely.
And to help you explore those ideas.
Yeah.
Be sure to check out Peter Shea's LinkedIn group on AI for Education.
Good idea.
We'll also link to his article in the show notes.
Perfect.
It's clear she is a strong advocate for using AI responsibly in education.
Wow, definitely.
His presentation was a call to action.
It was.
For all of us to embrace these possibilities.
And shape the future of learning.
So keep exploring.
Keep learning.
Keep pushing the boundaries.
That's what it's all about.
That's what the deep dive is all about.